Welcome to SwampSwami.com sports commentary and more. Today, meanwhile, at the Dallas Cowboys campfire.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back, horse stock is attached. Head is matted black, got the boosters black to match. Riding on a horse, ha, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley, you ain't been up off that porch. Now, can't nobody tell me nothing.
For many of us guys, one of the most memorable movie scenes of all time comes from the 1974 classic movie, Blazing Saddles. The Mel Brooks movie, which was quite politically incorrect even 45 years ago, had a memorable scene where a group of cowboys were sitting next to a campfire and eating beans. Now, if you don't already know what happens next, use your imagination. For Dallas Cowboys football fans, that campfire scene pretty much sums up how they feel about their favorite football team right now. The Dallas Cowboys, now 6-7 in the very lousy NFC Eastern Division, dropped an ugly 31-24 game on Thursday night, on national television no less, against the offensively challenged Chicago Bears. Simply put, the Dallas Cowboys defense stunk. And other than a series or two, the Dallas Cowboys offense stunk. The play calling and the coaching was, well, Blazing Saddles campfire smelly. For the millions of lifelong Dallas Cowboy fans, though, there is one smell that just never seems to go away. Season after season, the NFL team brings in new players, new coaches, and more lofty promises year after year. For example, the 2019 edition of the Dallas Cowboys were expected by some, but not me, to be a contender for the NFC Championship and have a shot at this year's Super Bowl. Over the last three seasons, there was reason for hope. Dallas had rolled off records of 13-3, but lost in the first round of the playoffs, 9-7 the next year, with no playoff appearance, and last season's 2018 team went 10-6 and lost in the second round of the postseason. In fact, since 1995, the Dallas Cowboys have not participated in either the NFC Championship game or the Super Bowl. There has been one consistent factor, though, during that time. Now 77-year-old owner Jerry Jones and his family management team remain firmly in charge of the Dallas Cowboys. Prior to Jerry Jones purchasing the Dallas Cowboys for a now bargain basement price of $140 million back in early 1989, the team had been a fixture in the NFL playoffs for most of the prior 20 seasons under their one and only head coach, Tom Landry. Jones took the keys and immediately fired Coach Tom Landry, handing the head coaching job to a college football coach and Jones's University of Arkansas football teammate, Jimmy Johnson. Now, under Jimmy Johnson's leadership, the Dallas Cowboys began to draft better football players, and the on-the-field results quickly turned around for the better. Jimmy Johnson's Dallas Cowboy teams of the 1990s won a couple of Super Bowls. However, Jimmy Johnson, like others who have followed him, grew weary of having owner Jerry Jones and his family meddling in the football operations. This is not an exaggeration. Jerry Jones and his family have a chokehold on this football team. Jerry Jones is not only the team's owner, but he's the president and general manager. Jerry Jones' son, Stephen, is the team's chief operating officer and in charge of player personnel. Jerry Jones Jr. is the team's chief sales and marketing officer. And Jones' daughter, Charlotte, serves as the Dallas Cowboys' executive vice president and chief brand officer. After 29 years of Tom Landry as the one and only head football coach in Dallas, the Jerry Jones Dallas Cowboys have plowed through a number of football coaches. Coach Jimmy Johnson worked for JJ just five seasons, including those two Super Bowl victories. He was replaced by Barry Switzer, another college coach, who lasted 4 years and had one Super Bowl title. Then it was Chan Gailey, 2 years. Dave Campo, 3 years. Bill Parcells lasted all but 4 years. Wade Phillips, likewise, 4 years. And current coach Jason Garrett has been the head coach for 9 seasons. Now, with 9 years as the head coach of Dallas, Jason Garrett's tenure trails only Bill Belichick of New England at 19 years, Sean Payton with the New Orleans Saints at 13, Mike Tomlin of the Pittsburgh Steelers with 12 seasons, and John Harbaugh of the Baltimore Ravens with 11 years at the helm. Dallas Cowboy football fans know that Jason Garrett is a very loyal soldier. His coaching record, 81-62, shows a winning percentage of 57%, and it's featured just 3 playoff appearances, though, in 9 seasons in charge. None of those playoff seasons included more than 1 postseason win, though. In Jason Garrett's defense, he coaches the players who are selected with great input from members of the Jerry Jones family. Most impartial observers, including myself, would say that Dallas's current record of 6-7 is a reflection of the middle-of-the-road talent plus middle-of-the-road coaching, all brought to you by a meddling middle-of-the-road ownership team in Dallas. Now, as a businessman, Jerry Jones's $140 million investment in the Dallas Cowboys back in 1989 has grown to an astounding and quite overblown, probably, estimated worth of over $6 billion in 2019.
Excellent.
Despite 34 years of mostly bumbling and stumbling, Jerry Jones and family are making a lot of money on this investment. For Dallas Cowboy fans, though, longing for a change at the top, where the players are being selected and paid, even Santa Claus himself would still need to coerce old Jerry Jones and family to be willing to sell the team, at an inflated price, of course, to get their hands off the team's proverbial steering wheel. In the 32-team NFL, fans of other franchises can identify with the current frustration and pain being felt by longtime Dallas Cowboys fans. Football fans in Detroit, Cleveland, Jacksonville, and Houston can absolutely relate. None of those teams has even played in one single Super Bowl yet. But by comparison, Dallas has won 5 Super Bowls and played and lost in 3 others. So yes, Dallas Cowboy fans are slightly spoiled by the past successes of their team, and they yearn to return to greatness once again. You can't blame them for that. Those glory days must seem like an eternity ago to all Dallas Cowboy fans right now. So yes, Jerry Jones and family have kept the Dallas Cowboys fairly competitive, but the team remains, for the most part, a middle-of-the-road and slightly better-than-average football team in most seasons. They can and just might fire head coach Jason Garrett and go try to buy another head football coach. Jerry Jones certainly has enough money to buy the best coach that money can buy. The real issue that old JJ doesn't seem to understand is that the best football coach will want the Jones family kept away from player personnel decisions, the players' pay, and things like that. As Dana Carvey from Saturday Night Live would say, not gonna happen. As long as Jerry Jones is around, that is. So, as the players and coaches come and go after visiting Jerry Jones and family's Dallas Cowboys campfire, Dallas Cowboy fans are quite familiar with those same sounds and smells by now. Whew. I'm Swamp Swami. Get me out of here.
How about some more beans, Mr. Taggart?
I'd say you've had enough.